Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Dr. Joshua Stockley, professor of political science at the University of Louisiana Monroe. And Dr. Stockley, a big election coming up on Tuesday, November the 6th. Today, I've got you here. We're going to talk about the amendments, which always kind of trip people up, and you need to plan before you go in there, because there's a lot of words in those amendments, and have a little game plan ready to go, right?
That's correct, Corey. We have six very technical amendments on the ballot, and a lot of individuals are typically surprised by them and occasionally confused by the wording. So it's good to know what we're actually voting for prior to going into the ballot box on these constitutional amendments and parish ballot.
Let's run through them, starting with Amendment Number 1. It prohibits felons from public office for 5 years after serving a sentence. So what's a vote for that do?
So a vote for this amendment would prohibit a convicted non-pardon felon from seeking or holding an elected office in Louisiana. A vote against this amendment would keep the current rules in place. At present, there is no felony prohibition for holding an office in Louisiana. We had a 15-year moratorium at one time, or prohibition. It was struck down recently by the state Supreme Court. So this is an attempt to reimpose a limit for felons seeking or holding office.
So we've heard a lot of talk about Amendment Number 2. And it would require a unanimous jury, just like all, I think, 48 other states require all 12 jurors to say you're guilty in felony cases. Louisiana, a little different.
Absolutely. We are one of only two states in the entire nation that allow a felony conviction with less than a unanimous jury. In the state of Louisiana, you can even have two jurors vote against, if you will. A 10-2 decision is sufficient for a felony conviction, for example, murder. So if you vote for this amendment, you're voting to change current constitutional statute requiring a unanimous jury. If you vote against this amendment, the current 10-2 rule still applies.
All right. That's Amendment Number 2. Amendment Number 3 allows political subdivisions to exchange public equipment and personnel for authorized activities.
At present, if you are part of one political subdivision, think a town, a parish, a school board, and you want to borrow equipment, the current Constitution of Louisiana requires that any exchange requires a comparable item of value. I got a bulldozer, and I want to loan it to the school board to do some work. The school board has to give me something of comparable value before I can legally let them use that bulldozer. What this amendment does is it removes that comparable value requirement. So a subdivision can give somebody a bulldozer without receiving something comparable in an exchange. So a vote for removes the comparable requirement. A vote against keeps the comparable requirement.
Amendment Number 4 would prohibit using money in the Transportation Trust Fund by state police for traffic control purposes. Tell me about that.
So the state of Louisiana has a transportation trust fund. This is a set of money that goes into this fund that is dedicated for infrastructure improvements, roads, highways, and bridges. At present, a portion of that fund can be used for state police. So not 100% of the dedication of this fund is set aside for infrastructure. Our state police force draws some money out of this fund. So a vote for this Fourth Amendment is going to change the rules and make sure that 100% of all of the funds in this Transportation Trust Fund goes specifically and solely to infrastructure. If you vote against the Fourth Amendment, you're allowing other entities like the state police to draw money from this fund.
Amendment Number 5 says it allows special assessments for certain homes held in trust, which is really kind of vague. What does that mean?
Typically, an item is placed into trust for succession purposes. So let's say that I own a large tract of land and I intend to give it to my children. So I will place it in trust for succession purposes. The question is, if I have this piece of property and place it into trust, should I still pay property taxes on it? Vote for Amendment Number 5 means any item placed in a trust is exempt from property taxes. A vote against keeps current rules in place, meaning that even if your item is in trust, you're still responsible on the annual property taxes of that item.
Okay. Amendment Number 6 also is about taxes, requiring a tax phase-in for primary homes when an assessment increases by more than 50%. That's sort of like a sticker shock, right?
Right. So currently, if your home is reassessed and the value goes up or down, you're expected to be responsible financially for that new value, regardless of the amount of decrease or increase. So the Sixth Amendment is asking voters to consider, if the assessment is greater than a 50% increase, should the owner of that property be given a period of time by which to make up the difference in that new property tax value? So if you're voting for, you're voting to allow a phase-in only when the assessment is 50% or greater. If you're voting against the Sixth Amendment, current rules apply. Whatever the new assessment is, no matter how small or large, you are responsible in that calendar year for that total.
All right. There is a statewide parish ballot. So each parish is getting to vote on fantasy sports and whether they will be permitted in your parish.
Correct. And this can be confusing for some people because a statewide parish ballot, this is not a statewide referendum. The total statewide on this issue is not going to be the total of relevance. Each of the parishes, so if you live in Ouachita Parish, you are only being asked to vote for Ouachita Parish whether you think fantasy sports betting contests should be legal or not. So a vote for is a vote to legalize in your parish fantasy sports betting. A vote against is to vote against, again, only in your parish, against fantasy sports betting.
Again, Election Day, November 6th, that's Tuesday. Josh, the polls open at 6 a.m., close at 8 p.m., and you can find a sample ballot online.
Absolutely. Go to govote.com, spelled in typical Louisiana fashion, GEAUXVOTE.com, or you can Google Louisiana Secretary of State. All your voting information is there, and yes, it is very important. You can review your sample ballot. Make sure, because depending on where you live, there could be another election assessment, school board candidate, property tax bill, or something that you might have to vote for.
We'll have complete coverage Tuesday night here on KEDM Public Radio.